What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
It certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Red Sox are back in action tonight. They, of course, of the seven-game winning streak, taking on the Tampa Bay Rays tonight. It'll be Hunter Dobbins. Of course, his father hates the Yankees with a passion because of that true story about the Yankees.
No, would never play there.
He wouldn't do it. They wronged him.
Yeah.
They wronged him.
But well, Hunter would never play
Hunter
there.
Hunter wouldn't.
Because his father was wrong. Because
his dad got done dirty by the Yankees, which for sure happened. Drew Rasmussen on the mound, right-hander for the Tampa Bay Rays. 7:10 first pitch, 6:10 pregame right here on WEEI, -115 on the money line. Mm. So the Red Sox slight favorites tonight.
They've been good
Dobbins
at home.
Over Rasmussen.
Good home team, Keith.
29-20 at home.
How about that?
Pretty good. 50-45 overall, and currently alone as the third wild card team in the American League.
And you got Dobber on the mound.
I mean, what's not to love with Dobber on there? I agree.
I understand the reason. You're sentimental, cause so am I. It's delightful, it's delicious,
Grab bag.
Try that on for size.
It's a new one.
Try that on for size. Yeah. You had mentioned this earlier, but Julio Rod, as most of the fans know him across baseball,
sure,
will not participate in the All-Star game. Should be replaced by Seydon Rafaela. Seydon Rafaela has more home runs than Julio Rodriguez, has a higher WAR than Julio Rodriguez. He's had a better season than Julio Rodriguez. So he probably should have made it ahead of him. But as a replacement, seems kind of like a no-brainer, doesn't it?
Yeah. I don't know if we should commit to this early in the year, Keith, but should we commit to Seydon 2020 watch?
You want to do that?
I mean, I'm not saying it's a daily bit yet, but I think we may want to start keeping an eye out. He's got 12-12.
Okay. I think 2020 is in the mix.
Me too.
Well, actually, you know what? That segues nicely, Jones.
Oh.
There goes my grab bag. Watch it as it grabs.
Now, I didn't look this up. You actually came up with a statistic / trivia question in regards to Pete Crow Armstrong.
I saw one floating around yesterday.
It's new to us.
So Pete Crow Armstrong of the Cubbies, sort of a high-end Seydon Rafaela.
Top WAR in baseball amongst center fielders and in the National League.
He has 25 home runs and 25 steals at the All-Star break. He's the third player to do that in big league history.
Okay.
You want to? You have any?
He was
guesses?
Also traded by the Mets for, would we say, 40 games of Javi Baez?
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah,
All-Star Javi Baez.
Yeah,
not.
Oh no, maybe it wasn't Javi Baez.
Well,
I think it was.
Well, Javi Baez now an All-Star. Where in Detroit?
Yeah, not with them anymore.
25-25 by the break, Keith. There's also there's a loophole in this. Another player did it in fewer games than Pete Crow Armstrong, but it was after the All-Star.
I mean, it has to be.
So I'll accept any of these names.
All right, so three?
Technically
four.
Yeah.
It's got to be Ronald Acuna.
No.
Wait, Ronald Acuna?
Not on my list.
Did Jose Reyes do it?
No. Jose Reyes.
Then, like 07, he had an insane season.
25 homers at the break, Jose Reyes?
He was up there with Duran for
Ohtani.
Oh, those kind of stats.
Ohtani didn't even do it.
No.
And he was 50-50, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Man, Jose Canseco.
How far back do we have to go?
1973 is one of the players.
Willie Mays?
No.
Oh, boy. This is taking a turn.
You want the answer?
Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Sloppy Thurston.
Barry Bonds?
No, close though. Not Barry Bonds.
Bobby Bonds.
Bobby Bonds.
Hell yeah.
25-25 in 91 games, 1973.
Woo. That's moving. Sammy Sosa.
No.
Yeah.
The other years are 89.
Eric Davis.
Eric Davis.
Yeah.
Keith, 25-25 in 69 games.
Nice.
Nice. One other player did it after the All-Star break, but in fewer games than Pete Crow Armstrong. That was Alfonso Soriano in 02. 91 games, but it was after the break.
Are we missing a guy? Soriano,
Davis,
Bobby Bonds,
Soriano, and then Pete Crow.
Pete Crow's the fourth one. Okay,
yeah, Pete Crow,
good.
The Crow.
All right.
Grab bag.
Rob Bradford wants to pass along this note. Pete Crow Armstrong's mother is the actress who played the mother in Little Big League.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about that?
Baseball very much runs.
Thanks, Bradfo. Shout out, Bradfo.
Grab bag. When he's kissing
you. Cooper Flagg, the number one pick in the NBA draft, made his summer league debut last night, going head-to-head with Bronny James in the LA Lakers. Mavericks got a win. Cooper Flagg finished the night 10 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals, a block. He was 5 of 21
from the floor. Yeah, not efficient.
Sir.
I wouldn't say he missed a dunk. I wouldn't say he was efficient last night.
5 of 21.
Well,
he was 0 for 5 from distance. But his team did win the game.
Yeah.
Bronny James, meanwhile, 8 points on 2 of 8 shooting, 1 of 6 from 3.
So somehow, even on maybe Cooper Flagg's worst game in summer league, Bronny still couldn't outproduce him.
Yeah, tough go.
Okay.
Tough go, but, you know, you gotta start somewhere.
He wasn't really even more efficient. Well, I guess he technically was, barely.
Yeah.
Grab bag. Grab bag.
All right, let's go to Jones with the Wimbledon Minute. I know you were all excited about the men's semis today.
I love a men's semi.
Yeah.
Well, earlier today, we saw Carlos Alcaraz advance to the Wimbledon final. He took down Taylor Fritz, not in straight sets, as some of us bet.
Oh, no.
Took him a fourth set.
Tells me he remains on edge.
I was on edge during that match. I am currently on edge. I also bet Djokovic today, plus money. Against Yannick Sinner. He's down 2 sets to love the third set. He is up 3-2, but he just lost a break, so he's probably about to gag out. And it'll be Sinner and Alcaraz, rather, in the final.
If you were a tennis star, Jones, would you go no hat, hat, or fake hair? If those are the three choices.
Can I go backwards hat?
Can they? I think they can.
Yeah, I think you can. Yeah,
Nick
can be like
Kyrgios, you
can kind of be like a cool guy. Backwards hat, I think I go with that. Otherwise, the brim or visor is getting in the way.
That's what I'm thinking.
I don't want to mess with my field of vision. Yeah, Sinner's going forwards hat.
Good peripheral. Yeah, well, I'm noticing here one gentleman hat, one gentleman no hat.
Yeah, well, Djokovic is the greatest of all time. Never wore a hat.
No
I've never seen the man wear a hat.
Andre Agassi wore hat and fake hair. Andy Hart would go visor, obviously.
Do you think it was just the fake hair off the back of the hat? It was
that's
one of those.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
So he just takes it off during the set. You're like, I think I forget.
Wait
it.
A minute, bro.
Don't worry.
Grab bag.
Yeah, Djokovic has just stopped moving in this match. He just doesn't move anymore.
It's like a statue out there.
That's not great.
It's not going great. No. Now, it is a happy birthday to Mudang.
Mudang's birthday today.
Ah, the adorable
little hippopotamus.
Shout out, Moo.
They had like a whole bunch of vegetables for him.
He
was celebrating.
Yeah,
those were
chopped up nice.
It was just a tray of cauliflower and radishes.
What is it when you cut a carrot, but it's got like the kind of like curve to it? You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
Like you dice up, it's got like the nice like cut to it.
Baroni disease?
What was it? Yeah, Baroni disease carrots is what they gave him. Yeah.
That's like kind of a hook.
Yeah, he was loving it.
You get that straight out.
It was real
though.
Nice. Yeah.
You get that straight out. You're all right.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Herb Jones has signed a 3-year, $68 million extension with the New Orleans Pelicans.
Man, first Moo, now Herb. Yeah. Shout out, Herb.
Not bad.
Good job. Every day a new surprise. In the bag like starry skies. Baseball Randall, scared of play. Bring mediocrity for the day. A man feels good to be a grab bag. Mystery bags in a sports tray. Keith and Jones, they lead the way. In a world where bags are glass. Hit it!
Some have asked, does that song go too hard?
Yeah.
Does it maybe go too hard?
I mean, if you're watching.
Two Rob Deere mentions?
If you're watching on Twitch. No, we're going pretty hard, though. Yeah.
Jalen Williams.
Yeah.
Max rookie deal with OKC. So they've locked up Jalen Williams and Chet Holmgren this offseason. Of course, they're already paying SGA the Supermax. So a lot going on there.
Nice.
Okay.
Where do you turn at 1:30 p.m.? Jones and Keith grab back. Do, 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 do. Where do you turn at 1:30 p.m.? Jones and Keith grab back. Do, 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 do. Blah, blah. 93.7. Jones and Keith grab back. Jones and Keith grab back.
All right. One of the daily questions we have started to ask is, are the Red Sox 500? Feels like it's not even a fair question anymore.
Yeah.
Should the question change to, are they a playoff team or are they in first place the way that they're going?
Are the Red Sox
currently in
the playoffs?
Yes.
Yeah,
Should we do that?
Yeah.
All right. Let me ask you this. Are the Red Sox currently in the playoffs?
Yes.
If you smell what the grab bag is cooking.
All right. Do you want your daily Rafael Devers update?
No.
All right. You're going to get one.
Tough cookies.
Didn't play last night. So still sitting on 225 average for
Devers.
No game.
Whilst playing with the Giants.
And the Red Sox won again.
Red Sox won again.
Huh.
They won again.
All right, we already crowned our Hoss of the Week. I know a lot of people tune in on Friday. They're like, who was the Hoss of the Week? It was the gentleman that body bagged a guy on the golf course.
Yep.
He got challenged to a fight, told the guy he was going to throw him in a pond, then threw the guy in the pond, also buried him with about five shots whilst yelling bang each time he hit him in the face. Was there any other nominee? I feel like he kind of ran away with it. Or who else did we have?
Well, we nominated Natalie from Rochester News for next week.
Yeah, we did. Next week?
An early nominee.
All right, we'll take a look at that.
I don't know if there really was any competition.
No, I think he kind of ran away with it. But again, next week could be anybody. But congratulations to him. Terp already posted the graphic at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and on Instagram to check those out.
Real men of grab bag. Real men of grab bag.
Let's take a look at the top Major League Baseball performer from last night. Again, not a full slate of games, but still some pretty great performers. Pete Crow Armstrong.
Well,
we're going to have to keep an eye on this guy.
Already heard about him.
The Daily Pete Crows. 3-for-4, 2 home runs, 3 RBI, 3 runs scored. Was it Tyler Soderstrom? Storm.
Strom.
Strom. Mm-hmm. 3-for-5, home run, 4 RBI.
I think it was a walk-off.
Could have been a walk-off. Zach Neto, 3-for-5, home run, 2 runs scored.
Dominates the Red Sox, that guy.
Was it Nick Lodolo, 6 scoreless, 4 punch outs?
No.
Or was it Colin, don't call me Caroline Ray, 7 innings, 1 earned, 5 Ks?
You know what? Just for the Caroline Ray reference.
I loved Caroline
Ray.
Yeah,
let's go with that. Yeah.
Caroline Ray, look out. Ooh, that's not ready. That's not ready. Now we're ready.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
Before we have that, we have late breaking news here. We have an all-star replacement, Jones.
Yeah, Casey Mize?
Casey Mize.
Of the, I believe, the Detroit Tigers.
You are correct.
Replacing Garrett Crochet.
Yeah.
Why isn't he pitching the all-star?
He's going to pitch Saturday.
He's pitching Saturday.
In the game Tuesday?
Cora kind of told the afternoon show, he's like,
I mean, look,
we're moving him off Friday to Saturday, and he's like, well, we'll see about the all-star
it's
game.
Probably so smart, it's probably smart to not pitch
him. He also said he's pitching
him
the last game of the Cubs series, so they're giving him like an extended break.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably smart to not pitch him, but like, you know, an inning when it basically aligns with your off day doesn't seem like a big deal. But okay, Crochet replaced on the roster. You won't see him in Atlanta next
So you won't
next
see
Tuesday.
Bregman or Crochet.
You might see Rafaela.
You might see Rafaela and Chapman could close it out.
You're definitely seeing him somewhere.
Probably no. All right, random ball player. The Red Sox taking on the Rays. We have a former Ray who also played for the A's, Cubs, and Brewers.
A's, Cubs, Brewers, and Rays, of course.
And Rays, of course.
Yes. Rays, Devil.
Great question. Great question, Bill. Devil.
Thank you.
Devils.
Devil.
Right.
Satan.
The Devils.
Satan.
The Devils. Okay. anything else? You're just giving us that.
Yeah, that's it. You get three teams. Figure it out.
Yeah. That's kind of all you got.
Okay.
Outfielder.
Positions?
Yeah. Good. Outfield.
Good.
Hit from the left side, but he'd throw it in from the right.
Okay.
So he wore his glove on
his
left.
Is it Ben Grieve again?
Ben Grieve again?
Yeah.
He got it.
How many times has it been Ben Grieve?
6.
No way.
I mean, no,
I didn't do Ben Grieve.
He really might.
I did not do Ben Grieve.
Keith,
I did Ben Grieve.
We both just said, is it Ben Grieve again?
What do you mean? I mean, I don't think we've ever used Ben Grieve.
He might be our first three-timer.
I think we've used every
Ray. Raul Ibanez is just three times.
What's tough, too, is that not only have there been a handful of repeats, we throw a lot of names out.
Yes, there's a lot of guesses.
But Ben Grieve has certainly been one. I guarantee it.
Oh, my God.
Were you about to give your Rookie of the Year clue?
Or are you checking the grid?
Or where he finished the Rookie of the Year?
He was Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, no, we know.
He did win Rookie of the
All-Star
Year.
All-Star appearances?
All right, I'm going to give you another one. I'm going to give you a tougher one.
Is it Spike Owen, Delman Young, or Eric Sogard? These are all guesses right now.
All right, I'm changing it on the fly. Yeah, one. This guy played for the Rays, Twins, and Royals.
Rays, Twins,
second baseman.
Royals. Second baseman.
Broke in 2001, was done in 2005. Burned real bright.
Kaz Matsui.
Dozier?
Brian Dozier again?
Oh! Nope, not Brian Dozier. He had a
that was a good one.
Career.
That was a good guess, though.
8 career home runs.
01 to 05?
Yep. Played baseball with my cousin.
Oh! This is where this came from. Is it? No. Oh.
He had a 10 steal season, was the highlight.
The guy I'm thinking of, I don't think was an out, or was, I thought he was an outfield. It's not Sam Fold.
No, I played against Sam Fold.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
No.
I've heard you mention Sam Fold
sick
before.
Brag, bro.
Sam Fold was a Ray, right?
He was a good Ray. Okay, yeah, good Ray.
Wow.
This guy played,
he was a Ray.
He played 117 games in 02. That's the most games played in the season.
All right.
40 RBI that year.
I think we're all going to say
244.
I think we're all going to say we don't know.
I bet you guys know him. When you hear the name, you're going to be like, wow, this
Joey Tomatoes says it's Brian Roberts.
It's not Brian Roberts. Brian Roberts is a borderline Hall of Famer.
A real nice player.
I'm a small hall guy, but.
It wasn't the steroids. It was the red contacts.
It was.
He'd
get you.
Ray Ordonez? It's not Ray Ordonez.
It's not Ray Ordonez.
I don't know. Does anybody have it? I don't have it. I don't know. Who is it?
Have we not had this one before?
Apparently not.
I guess not. Brent Abernathy.
Oh, I do remember.
You know
that
Brent
name.
Abernathy.
Yeah,
oh, text line just got it too.
Oh, good job.
Brent Abernathy. He's from Atlanta. Yeah, played with my cousin.
You see the top text above the correct answer?
Yeah. Well, he had a Google sheet, but I got to update it every single day.
Yeah. That's the idea. That's how that works. Yeah.
Just Ben Grieve would have been good.
He was.
Well, he was the first time.
Where's the guy that did it originally? Because he went back every single one.
I think he stumped us the first time with Ben Grieve. I think the second and third time we got Ben Grieve, I think.
Three times.
Well, it's at least
first
two.
First three-timer club?
It's no, Raul Ibanez.
Raul Ibanez is a random baseball player.
It was actually, I think, for three different teams.
It's all right.
I'm being told a couple of things, by the way, today.
Yeah.
It is Julianne Carrots. Is when you get like the crinkle cut there, a Julianne carrot.
Oh, that's what you were.
That's what I was trying to say. Yeah, not a crooked.
Mu Bay was eating those.
Not a crooked Mu Dang.
Yeah.
Mu Dang. We're also being informed Mu Dang's birthday actually was yesterday.
Damn it!
And it's a she.
Come on.
Too old for Brady.
What a
disaster.
We don't see gender on this show, okay? Like,
no,
first
don't.
Of all, how dare
no, we
you?
Don't.
But it's Mu Dang is apparently a female pygmy.
Mu
hippo.
Dang yesterday.
And apparently it was yesterday. Well, it actually aligns.
Mu Dang's 1 year old,
I guess.
Yeah, July 10th. I'm looking it up now.
1 year, one day.
Yeah, that's a bad one, right?
Shout out, Moo. Apologies. We've issued an apology here.
How did we
Happy
not?
Happy belated birthday.
A correction, yeah. Yeah.
We're dealing with amateurs.
How did we not have Mu Dang? All right. Tough end of the week. I thought it was a great week overall.
At least a two-timer.
It was good.
Random ball player.
We are spiraling.
And we missed out on Moo.
Right. Okay. You know what? I think picking a player based off of the team that the Red Sox are playing is both a blessing and a curse.
Yeah, we've heard the excuses before.
It's backfired.
Yeah, we got it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.